Ladies and gentlemen, welcome in. This is the Real Gabe Anders Show with me, your host, none other than the Real Gabe Anders. What a weekend of playoff football we've had. What a playoffs we've seen here this year. Almost has you wondering, right? Have we seen a playoff season that's rivaled that of 2021? I don't think that we ever thought that that was going to be the case. But boy, howdy. What a bunch of playoff matchups we've seen here. Man, Buffalo Bills. My heart goes out to you, Buffalo Bills fans. Each and every one of you, ride white. My heart goes out to you, Scott Norwood. Maybe there is a Steve Norwood out there. And you know what, Steve? My heart goes out to you as well. My heart goes out to the Detroit Lions, who fought hard. And everybody, this is why you listen to this show, right? I called it the year 2023 was almost the year of the Detroit Lions. Eminem said he's going to have them back next year. So we'll have to see if Marshall Mathers holds true on getting the Lions, getting Goff and the boys, Goff Campbell and the boys back in. But man, let's start there. What a great game that was. Was it not? 24-7, the Detroit Lions had the San Francisco 49ers ready to meet their maker at halftime. 24-7, the 49ers miss a field goal. You have to think that, man, this clock's running out. At a certain point in time, didn't you kind of wonder, too, if time wasn't only closing out on the San Francisco 49ers and their ability to win the game and proceed to the next round and make it to the Super Bowl to get their oh-so-sweet Super Bowl rematch with the Kansas City Chiefs? But didn't it almost feel like for a second that if the Niners were not able to pull this out, that their championship window might be closing? I know that's a stretch, right? But like contextually, emotionally, in the moment, kind of felt that way, right? Logic and paper and the roster that this Niners team has with the quarterback they have, with the coach that they have, all signs point to no, their championship window is very, very wide open for a very, very long time. Speaking on that, quick side note, how long is this Buffalo Bills window going to be open much longer? So we'll have to see. We'll come back to that. Set that aside. Remember I said that and set it aside. So 24-7 at the half. Lions fans are doing backflips all across Levi Stadium. By the way, kudos. Kudos to you, Detroit Lions fans, for getting your hands on and securing so many of those Levi's Field NFC Conference Championship tickets. You guys are quick on the draw. There is not a game in recent memory that I can recall either Levi's Field or the old Candlestick Park being that filled up by the opposing team's fans. Detroit, you traveled well. Kudos. Kudos to you for traveling well. Typically, that's something that the 49ers have been accustomed to doing. But yeah, I thought that was peculiar. I noticed a lot of Lions fans in the crowd. And you could tell there were a lot of drives where The Levi's Field is a good football stadium. It's a good football crowd. You can tell by the way they quiet down when the offense is on the field. There are a lot of moments where you could tell that house was packed by Lions fans. So good job on that. I want to say a lot of the big standouts to me were, one, wow, why couldn't San Francisco stop the run? The running game of the Lions, like, that is, I know it was good during the year. It was good-ish. Bordering on very good, but that was not something I did not anticipate, nor did anybody, right? That whole first half wasn't unanticipated by anybody, but the running game in the first half, that was remarkable. I think the the standouts, and I had texted Bro Joe that the second this line stopped scoring, the second the momentum would change. And that is exactly what happened when the Lions were able, or Niners were finally able to produce a stop. That's 100% when we saw the comeback start up again. And speaking of kudos, let's give some flowers out to Brock Purdy, right? Kudos to Brock Purdy in leading that comeback, keeping his poise, and the whole Niners team for doing what they do and showing that they were the team with the championship experience to hold it together and get everything going their way. By the way, I love the Deebo Samuel quotes. We'll actually take a listen to it right now. Gardner Johnson was celebrating by waving to the 49er faithful, waving goodbye to the 49ers fans as the Lions were up in the second quarter. Didn't age too well. Here's a quick quote. And Gardner Johnson, also the one that cheap-shotted Deebo. Let's listen to this clip real quick.
Does it was a lot of chatter between you and CJ Gardner-Johnson the whole week, just seeing, you know, the personal power of the game. Just how does it feel just after this?
Hey, man, you got to give me when I'm looking. That's the only way you're going to get it.
Anything else? All right, thanks, people.
And in a little bit brighter news, you've heard that, if you haven't heard the clip, here it is. Here's Brandon Ayuk on his miraculous 51-yard catch off of a Detroit Lions defender face mask. And the special help he got, because you all know what that means. Here's Brandon Ayuk.
How about the fact you didn't give up on the ball after it hit the face of the helmet of the cornerback with the Lions? Tell us all about that catch.
Before the game, a ladybug landed on my shoe.
Come on.
And y'all know what that means. So that's all I can say, because other than that, I don't know. Just great luck. God was with us today. Great win. Bang, bang, Niner game. It's crazy.
We better take that ladybug to the Super Bowl, because you're going to be going there to see the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, ladybugs and hitting when you can see them, and great job, San Francisco 49ers. The NFC Conference representatives. NFC Conference, that's redundant, isn't it? National Football Conference representatives in this year's Super Bowl getting their rematch with the Kansas City Chiefs here in the Super Bowl. They're going to Vegas, baby. Bang, bang, Niner gang. So on the other side, we're going to talk about the AFC when we come back from break. I'm Real Gabe Anders, and this is the Real Gabe Anders Show. We'll be right back. You've waited all year for this. It's officially AWF Triumph Season. Saturday, February 24th at the Phoenix Beer Co., AWF Heavyweight Champion Paul London, Chris Masters, Fred Rosser, Brian Kendrick, Chubby Depp, Ricky Rea, and all your favorite AWF stars, including the most violent man in Arizona, Alex Salyers. Get your tickets now at awflive.com and be a part of history.
Renaissance Festival is back! Shopping, a giant crafts market, sea fairies, mermaids, and merriment.
Non-stop feasting and more.
So much more. Go to renfestinfo.com for more info on your special theme weekend.
Huzzah! Don't miss all-day action and adventure. The Renaissance Festival is back. Giant crafts market, music, comedy, mermaids, non-stop feasting, and so much more. Huzzah!
St. Mary's Food Bank was born out of seeing parents struggle to feed their families. But thanks to big-hearted people like you, Arizonans in need won't go hungry. Donate today and get a dollar-for-dollar Arizona charitable tax credit. You feed others, and your kindness doesn't cost you a thing. Visit stmarysfoodbank.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are here back on the Real Gabe Anders Show. I'm Real Gabe Anders, and you're with me. We talked about the NFC Conference Championships a moment ago. Kudos again. I love Dan Campbell. Just messing up names left and right. Jared Goff, great season, and just like I was predicting, was I wrong or was I right? Starting in 2023, the Detroit Lions, a force to be reckoned with in the NFC. that's a team that's not going away. I think only a couple of people are hitting free agency. Keep the Detroit Lions on your mind moving forward. They're a force in the NFC. And took the Niners to the limit. By the way, can I say how much I absolutely love just listening to some press conference tidbits for the AFC Championship game, just to get you guys some pieces of what was said after the game from the winning and losing quarterbacks. What a guy Lamar Jackson is. Just in the press conferences I was hearing alone, what an upstanding, outstanding citizen this guy seems like. I don't know him personally. I don't know if he is all he sounds like, but judging a book by its cover, right, and kind of just seeing what you can about a guy, listening to them talk, how they talk, and what they say, man, what a guy. But nonetheless, let's go ahead. And the Chiefs, of course, as you know, are the AFC counterpart to the 49ers this year in the Super Bowl. And man, this game was just, wow. Well, it was something else, right? I think we expected all the dogfight that the Bills and the Chiefs were. And unfortunately, the Ravens, man, now after hearing Lamar Jackson, I don't even want to dog out the Ravens originally as much as I was intending on doing. But here's the Ravens definitely did not show up to play as much as we thought they all would. Not a lot of things went their way. And hey, any given Sunday, that happens. But the Chiefs definitely stuck it out. They were the playoff time Chiefs. They were the Chiefs that everybody said this year, do not count the Chiefs out, no matter how poorly they might be. They seem like they're playing in the regular season, losing to the Broncos, losing to the Raiders. And they did not seem top quality, right? They didn't seem like top quality KC and Mahomes and Kelsey and all them. Seemed like they might have had some Taylor Swift distraction, but here they are, right? AFC conference champions, the third Super Bowl in 4 years. Is that right? Fourth Super Bowl in 5 years. 5 years. Yeah, that's right. Let's do the math here. Here's Patrick Mahomes commenting on the victory for the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Super Bowl, I assume you never get tired of this.
No, you don't take it for granted either. You never know how many you're going to get to, if you're going to get to any. And so it truly is special. Just to do it with these guys after what we've been through all season long, guys coming together, it really is special. But I told them, I mean, the job's not done. I mean, our job now is to prepare ourselves to play a good football team in the Super Bowl and try to get that ring.
Again, Patrick Mahomes of the Kansas City Chiefs, I think every bit that you would expect, he's a pro at this point, right? For Super Bowl, he's used to winning, he's used to the media, he's used to everything at this point. Like, I'm pretty sure that the Chiefs have put him through as the face of the company, you know, every sort of public speaking, classes that I could use right now. But yeah, I think Patrick Mahomes definitely knows what to say. Lamar Jackson here, first postseason that he's had a victory odd. Here's Lamar Jackson, not so much on the loss, but just on the Ravens season as a whole, quarterback of the Baltimore Ravens in his post-match, WrestleMania, apparently, as his post-game press conference after the AFC Conference Championship.
Hey, Lamar, how proud of you guys, or the whole group, the whole season? They did a fantastic job.
Oh, I'm very proud of my team. You know, new system, offensive coordinator, different things, you know, different things we've seen, motion, stuff like that. Adversity at the beginning of the season, you know, we wasn't playing well. People don't know what the Ravens offense or defense is going to look like. And we made it all the way to this point, you know, a goal short. We made it here, but we just got to finish next time. But I'm very proud of my team, all phases.
Lamar, did you?
Classy guy, definitely. There was some more in there. I didn't want to take too much and play just a whole press conference, but you can check it out on the Ravens YouTube page. Basically, I want to say the Ravens offense, it just, the day didn't go their way, right? I think early on, it was crazy because how much Zay Flowers was involved, the new rookie wideout, such a phenomenal player, such passion and aggression, or not aggression, but just emotion, right? I guess the aggression he was playing with for the end of the fourth quarter, most notably on that drive where he lost it on the fumble. But just before that, right, made the excellent catch to get them inside the red zone. Penalty just overflowing with emotion, I'm sure. Penalty took him back a little bit, but at the same token, I think ended up injuring his hand. It looked pretty bad on the TV. Zay Flowers, as far as, like, I think he ended up getting frustrated. Apparently, from what sounds like, injured his hand, slammed it on the bench. But hey, who hasn't been there, right? We have all been there. If you tell me that you haven't been there, angry and upset and emotional in a moment like that, well, you know, honestly, you might not have ever played sports or just lived life, to be honest. But great game by the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't know that as much as we all said, right, that you cannot count out the Kansas City Chiefs. Did anybody of us really call this? I know I certainly didn't. I was thinking Bills-Niners, the matchup I've been wanting to see for a few years now. Ravens-Niners, that was one that I was calling. And especially, right, after I think the Ravens had a whole lot of believers after that Christmas Day game where they completely just blew out the 49ers on Christmas Day. I think everybody was wanting to see a rematch of that for sure. I think that had we got any one of those matchups, it definitely would have been something fun. Had we seen either of the teams match up with the Lions too, I think that would have been fun as well. So I think definitely we are going to see what is really going to be the two top teams, and we're going to be exploring it as time goes on here, because we only got just over a week left. So the Super Bowl is going to be in Las Vegas, Nevada, home of the Oakland Raiders. And man, what a wild one. The fun story, right? Super Bowl LVIII, was that 58, is going to be the story of the San Francisco 49ers trying to get back their win from 4 years ago, 2021. No, 2020. Who am I? What is the math I'm doing? From 2020 and back from the Garoppolo days. And I've been saying, and you'll hear me say this a little more, if Kittle plays 4 years ago, I think the Niners win that Super Bowl. Hot take. But I'm Gabe Anders. We're going to a break. I'll be right back on The Real Gabe Anders Show.
You've waited all year for this. It's officially AWF Triumph Season. Saturday, February 24th at the Phoenix Beer Co., AWF Heavyweight Champion Paul London, Chris Masters, Fred Rosser, Brian Kendrick, Chubby Depp, Ricky Rea, and all your favorite AWF stars, including the most violent man in Arizona, Alex Salyers. Get your tickets now at awflive.com and be a part of history.
Festival is back! Great shopping, a giant crafts market, sea fairies, mermaids, and merriments,
non-stop feasting, and more!
So much more! Go to renfestinfo.com for more info on your special theme weekend.
Huzzah! Don't miss all-day action and adventure! The Renaissance Festival is back! Giant crafts market, music, comedy, mermaids, non-stop feasting, and so much more! Huzzah!
St. Mary's Food Bank was born out of seeing parents struggle to feed their families. But thanks to big-hearted people like you, Arizonans in need won't go hungry. Donate today and get a dollar-for-dollar Arizona charitable tax credit. You feed others, and your kindness doesn't cost you a thing. Visit stmarysfoodbank.org.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Segment 3 here on The Real Gabe Anders Show. So, big conference championship weekend, I know. Fantastic weekend of football, and guess what? We only have one more week left. Count the Pro Bowl, don't count the Pro Bowl. Pro Bowl used to be fun. I liked it when it was an actual football game. Argument can be made that they never really took it that seriously to begin with, so it's not really much of a loss. To be quite honest, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the old AFC-NFC colors. I like to see, you know, it's an all-star game. You gotta have fun with an all-star game, but I would say if you're going online and you're choosing, you know, something to argue about and whatnot, argue over if Mahomes is gonna be Purdy, argue over if Purdy's gonna have another comeback, or if he has what it takes to dethrone Mahomes or at least share the throne, because neither of these two young quarterbacks are being dethroned. But in my opinion, save your breath, save your energy, and, you know, don't argue over the Pro Bowl. That's stupid. You're not stupid, but some of the things that are argued over can tend to be and make one look stupid. So, Pro Bowl, not one of them. If you're going to watch it, watch them play flag football, watch the skill endurance, and maybe I'll tune in. I might tune in just to take a look, and I did not watch it last year, but it seems like the folks who have watched the new format of the Pro Bowl seem to be a Pro Bowl, seem to be enjoying it. So, I'm going to check it out. I'm going to check it out this year, and I will report back if I do watch it. So, fingers crossed, I get the opportunity to. It's either that or I believe a Chinese food buffet. We'll see. We'll see. Maybe, hopefully, best case scenario, I get the Chinese food buffet and get to watch the Pro Bowl. They'll be happening simultaneously, possibly with a drinky drink or two, right? So we will see. Time will tell. I will report back after the weekend to see if that happens. But nonetheless, one thing that I'm happy to report on, and it seems like there's something a-brewing in good old Southern California. Glad I found this little tidbit. Speaking of conference championship weekend, he was in attendance watching his brother coach the Ravens. Here is newly hired this past week, within the last week, I want to say about a week's time frame at this point, speaking for one of the first times, Jim Harbaugh, new head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers, speaking on meeting Justin Herbert and just overall meeting his new Chargers crew. Here's Jim Harbaugh, new head coach of the Chargers.
Yeah, it was tough. I was torn. My wife, kids, I love Michigan, but I love the NFL too. And there's no Lombardi trophy in college football. And yeah, I got so many sands left in the hourglass, and I want to take a crack at that. And there's nowhere better to do it than with the Los Angeles Chargers, Susie Spanos, Dean Spanos, Ed McGuire, John Spanos, and this great quarterback.
Oh, yeah. So have you talked to him?
I have. And I met him. And Derwin James, I mean, pros, these guys, Keenan Allen. But I was a little starstruck.
Yeah, yeah.
Justin.
So maybe it'll be some.
How cool. Jim Harbaugh, say, former quarterback of the Chargers back in, I want to say, the 1999 and 2000 season, a head coach of a Super Bowl team, and a little starstruck meeting Justin Herbert. How cool. I could not find any word on Justin Herbert and what his response is. I'm really looking forward to that. Once I find it, I'm going to share it with you guys, because I want to hear what good old Justin Herbert has to say about Jim Harbaugh coming on. Exciting news for everybody who's in Los Angeles and folks like myself who are from San Diego. I know some of you still watch down there. Even if you say you won't, don't worry. We know you're Bills fans. Wink. So other news. So moving outside of the football world, Arizona Wrestling Federation into pro wrestling local in the Phoenix area, bringing in some huge mega stars here. Chris Masters will be challenging for the state's heavyweight championship, the Arizona Wrestling Federation heavyweight championship. Paul London, who's the current champion, will be defending. Local favorite in the southwestern United States, Chubby Depp, and a brand new addition out of Texas from El Paso, Aiden Colts, weaseled his way in. So if you want to hear more on that, listen to the upcoming, if not dropped already, AWF Insider podcast hosted by yours truly, Gabriel Anders. So speaking of the wrestling world, the pro wrestling world, back to WWE had their Royal Rumble this last weekend. Congratulations to Bayley for winning the Women's Royal Rumble, which sounded to be the crowd favorite, it seems. Definitely a lot of good responses, mostly majority of which Women's Royal Rumble taking the match of the night. So Men's Royal Rumble, I loved, came down to CM Punk and Cody Rhodes. Never realized how much of a CM Punk fan I am until I was watching that. Not everybody is feeling the same, apparently, but I'm very glad to see Punk back. And at the press conference after, I thought, right, I'm not going to get too much into it, but with all the Vince McMahon kind of issues, I thought Cody Rhodes addressed it very well in the post-match presser in the press conference. Here's Cody Rhodes handling a Vince question.
For me, as a performer and a competitor. I've been through dark periods in our industry before. And it might sound cheesy, but it's very reinforcing, if you're in my position, that it's a time when, hey, we got 50,000 people out here. I want to give them something else from this weekend that isn't a terrible situation and terrible news. And I think we were able to do that. And obviously, as more news comes out, we'll be seeing it just like you do.
All right. Well, there's a lot of tact, a lot of class. And I think day by day, the more I kind of see and get more of a feel for Cody Rhodes, man, class act. Class act, that guy. Seems very professional and seems like one heck of a guy to work with. So I think the WWE has a definite asset on their hands, being able to acquire Cody Rhodes back. Andrade back in the WWE. How about that? And then a lot of buzz over Jordynne Grace getting the TNA Knockouts belt announced and recognized on the Royal Rumble. Of course, very cool to see that for a bit and all that, you know, all that nonsense sort of trampled on, and hopefully people will forget about the Forbidden Door and whatever. People will remember they did it with ECW and, you know, AAA and all sorts. But nonetheless, I digress. That's about all the time we have here. Almost forgot. Congratulations, Hammerstone, making his debut a couple weekends ago on TNA's Hard to Kill. Alex, you indeed are hard to kill, so good job. Hopefully bigger and better things than you've already been experiencing are on the forefront. Very cool to see first AWF main event that guy ever. And look at him now. Look at him now. TNA bound. So thank you guys. Hope you enjoyed the somewhat of a new format. Hope you'll get your AWF Triumph tickets at awflive.com and listen to me over on the AWF Insider Podcast. Until next time, Real Gabe Anders Show. I'm Real Gabe Anders. I will talk to you guys later. Good night.
You've waited all year for this. It's officially AWF Triumph season. Saturday, February 24th at the Phoenix Beer Co., AWF Heavyweight Champion Paul London, Chris Masters, Fred Rosser, Brian Kendrick, Chubby Depp, Ricky Rea, and all your favorite AWF stars, including the most violent man in Arizona, Alex Salyers. Get your tickets now at awflive.com and be a part of history.
Renaissance Festival is back! Great shopping, a giant crafts market, sea fairies, mermaids, and merriment.
Non-stop feasting and more.
So much more. Go to renfestinfo.com for more info on your special theme weekend.
Huzzah! Don't miss all-day action and adventure. The Renaissance Festival is back. Giant crafts market, music, comedy, mermaids, non-stop feasting, and so much more. Huzzah!
St. Mary's Food Bank was born out of seeing parents struggle to feed their families. But thanks to big-hearted people like you, Arizonans in need won't go hungry. Donate today and get a dollar-for-dollar Arizona charitable tax credit. You feed others, and your kindness doesn't cost you a thing. Visit stmarysfoodbank.org.